And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents Chris Norton with a one-on-one with the legendary adult film actor Bob Meek. Yes, Chris Norton, who has been elucidating and educating and illustrative in his descriptions of life and times in the adult film business as he sees it as a producer and longtime performer. Now, Chris Norton, live from the El Pacifico studios of The Phil Hendry Show.
And thanks very much, Wix Beeman, and this is Chris Norton. I'm not exactly live. We are doing this as a tape recorded. We're not tape recorded, it's a digital recording. And that's, you know, for truth, you know, just a full disclosures. But it is live in that I'm here right now. I'm live to me and to who's ever hearing this, but right now it's only me. And I brought in my Dawson Chad. And anyway, so Chad, my Dawson, just a little tiny, you know, wiener. But that's about the only thing that comes a wiener. Chad's the only tiny wiener, you know, in the Chris Norton household. All right, yeah.
Nice, Chris.
Also with me tonight is Jeff. Jeff's one of the guys who mans the rope for me there, the Rusty Pelican. Jeff's good to see you, man. Thanks for being in here.
My pleasure.
And, of course, tonight, you know, my Dawson, Chad, Jeff, who mans the rope for me at the Rusty Pelican, the three of us will be live as I get on a horn, you know, and I'm talking to the condo owned by Bob Meek, legendary Bob Meek, legendary adult film performer. He's at his condo in Redondo Beach. And I'll tell you what, Bob is, you know, we've been a few elbows over the Rusty Pelican. We've left with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women. He and I have been involved, you know, not only in the adult film production of the adult film movies, but also we've shared, you know, some bed space with some of the sweetest looking women that have ever did, you know, go into the Rusty Pelican down there. And it's just been a great time with Bob Meek. So I get him up on the phone right now. I'm really proud to have him with us. As I mentioned, he is in Redondo Beach. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Meek. In Redondo Beach at his condo. Bob, how you doing, brother?
Oh, hi. I'm actually over here right now, Chris, at the Rusty Pelican. I'm having a drink.
Hey, I can hear that, man. How's things over there right now?
It's really good. There's a lot of people here, and everyone's having a good time.
Hey, Bob, well, don't let me interfere with anything you might have going on. Is there anything sweet in there tonight?
Yeah, there's some girls that are pretty, and I sort of scooted by. I turned my bar stool toward them so they could see what's extended down the inside of my thigh.
Yeah, but are you wearing, like, shorts or something?
Yeah, I have on shorts, but not too short.
Hey, Bob, so you got the ladies right now kind of lining up for you?
There's some ladies that are staring at me, yeah.
Well, listen, man, you know, when I get done doing this interview with you, I'll just scoot on down there and see how things are.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Bob Meek is my guest. How many adult films? You know, Bob, let's go back, because you go way back to the Nudie Cootie, right?
Yeah, uh-huh, I do.
And you've done Nudie Cooties, and then you went into the soft core, then semi-soft, and then you were in three-quarter soft and firm. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I started with Doris Wishman. I was only extra with Doris in the Nudie Cooties.
What was the name of, like, some of the films you did?
I did one film called Rocket to Sex Planet, and we wore rocket uniforms and helmets.
Right. Who was in that?
Well, Helga the Wonder Dog was in it, and Baby Boopman was one of the... Helga the Wonder Dog was one of the aliens, and Baby Boopman played a crew member.
Okay, so we got to mention Helga the Wonder Dog was not... She wasn't called a dog because she was ugly.
No, no, she was beautiful. They called her Helga the Wonder Dog because she could leap up and catch a frisbee.
Yeah, Helga the Wonder Dog was an adult film performer, a female adult film, but they call her Wonder Dog because she could leap up and catch a frisbee and then sort of corkscrew back down on top of the dude, right?
Yeah, she could leap up, catch it, and then land back on it, is what she did.
Okay, so you're on a rocket ship to Sex Planet.
Rocket to Sex Planet. Then another nudie cutie I did was one called the Beverly Boobillies, and we did another one called the Petticoat Package, and then the one that I starred in was another one that was called Leave It to the Beavers, and that one.
That was legendary. That was your first bust out, right?
Well, that I was gonna say that wasn't softcore, but a nudie cutie. That was firm. It was firmed up core. It wasn't quite hardcore.
What was your first hardcore?
My first hardcore film was one called Bone Wars, and that starred me, Chief Stilt, and also Kielbasa.
So it had Chief Stilt and who?
Kielbasa. He was terrific. That was his first movie. He is fantastic.
And then that was your first hardcore, too.
That was my first hardcore, and I learned a lot on that one. I was working for the director. Chucko Morehouse was the director on that one. He was great.
I mean, did he teach you a lot?
Well, no. But no.
I'm talking to Bob Meat. Yeah, he's done some 6,000 hardcore, softcore, firm, semi-firm, and sort of soft, you know. But they went from soft. They went from nudie cues to softcore to flaccid.
They did flaccid core for a while because you're not allowed to show the hard penis. So we were nude, but we were not allowed to have the erection. So they showed the girls in different scenes. They shot those scenes on different days. And when we came in, we pretend like we're sitting at a pool and we're looking at the girls walking by and they're nude, but we don't have erections because actually what we were looking at was just the crew members setting the lights up for the next shot, but we're pretending we're seeing the girls.
Okay, so that way you're not going to get no erection.
That way we're not going to get no erection, yeah.
Hey, listen, I would not call, you know, a lot of people want to know
How big is it?
Yeah.
11 inches, I think they said. 11 inches, I think they said.
Wow, okay. So you was in demand all the way till when you retired. You retired 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, 2015.
That's 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I retired 2 years ago, so 2021 minus 2 equals 2019.
So you retired in 2019.
Not really, but if that's what the math says.
Yeah, Bob, from softcore to, I mean, from nudie cutie to softcore to semi-firm to flaccid, I mean, to semi-firm to firmed up, and then finally to hardcore porn. What was it? What was the changes like, man? What was it like for actors?
Well, you know, you used to sit by your phone all the time waiting for it to ring for them to come. They wanted you to come over if you had an erection, and they'd say, come on over. What were you doing? Like, I'd be sitting there most of the days playing with it and going, well, what's the point of this? And I'd go into the kitchen, I'd get a yogurt cup or maybe butter some toast or something. But then they'd call and they'd say, can you get it up today? And I'll go, yeah, I was just sitting there spanking at it. And they would send a car over. But now, in recent years, you have an agent.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, a lot of adult film actors have agents.
Yeah, they do. They do. And so then the agent will call you. And like my last agent before I retired was Jimmy the Hooverman Hoover.
Yeah, Jimmy's legendary.
He sure is. He was great. And Hooverman would just call me and say, can you get it up today? And I'll go, yeah. I mean, is the Pope Catholic? And he's all, ha, 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 ha. And then he'd say, okay, they're sending a car for you now. And then I'd go over and do it.
And what's your favorite actress that you ever worked with?
Well, I wouldn't want to say. I don't want anybody to get a hurt feeling about it. But probably my favorite actress to work with was Cindy Asperger, because...
Cindy Asperger. She's a fairly recent one.
She is, yeah. She just come into the business about 2 years ago, whatever year that was.
That'd be like 2019.
Oh, then it was a different year. It wasn't 2 years. She came into the business, I think, in 2010. But she picked the name Asperger because she had a very firm rear end, very round, and just a very round and firm rear end. And it was at the beginning when it was important for girls to have big butts, right?
Yeah, that really kind of changed the whole game, didn't it?
Well, yeah, in a way, a lot of girls started to get implants, a lot of actresses started to get butt implants, but Cindy had a natural, beautiful, round, big, it was big, it's hard for me to describe it, but it was huge.
Okay, man, you're sounding like you're getting a little scared.
Well, it was kind of scared me, but once I got used to it, I was okay. And finally, she became one of my favorites because I accepted her, and I didn't say, "God, look at how big your butt is," and leave her eating by herself at a lunch break.
Are you kidding me or something, man? Guys would like avoid her.
Some guys was intimidated by the size and the width. But I've not me. I believe in treating everybody like a equal, and so she and I got along.
So, all right. So Cindy Asperger, and she took some heat for that name, right? I mean, other than the fact that they were intimidated by her.
Well, they thought that she was making fun of Asperger's syndrome. And I said to her, I know you don't mean. She goes, well, it sounded like it was catchy. But we had a couple of crew members what had Asperger's, and they would sit around all day long playing games on their phones, and then they'd get up and, pull some cable or, put a set up or something, and go back and play games on the phone.
I got to ask you, man, as long as you talk about Asperger's, you don't have no autism or no Asperger, right?
No way. Are you kidding me or something? No, I don't have any. Why do you ask me that?
No reason, man. I just, they say that geniuses are often, have some hidden mental or emotional problem,
No, I don't have no Asperger. I'm pretty normal. I mean, I know that what I do for a living is to be in adult films. But a lot of guys are envious of that. I talked to a guy about a week ago Tuesday. He goes, "You do what?" I go, "I've been in porn movies." And he goes, "God, I would give anything to do that." So he was really impressed.
Yeah, well, man, I imagine a lot of guys are impressed. Hey, I got to ask you this, Bob. You've worked for me, man. What do you think about me as a director?
You're pretty good. I think you're a lot of fun. I think that during COVID, the last movie I did was one for you, Blast Off to Mars, Sex in Space.
Yeah, but you had fun on that, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then Rex Rod, climbing Rex Rod's mountain. The only part about working for Throb City, if you're an aspiring adult film actor, is that Chris makes you hold your breath in the sex scenes so you don't breathe in no COVID. And
yeah, well, that's because it's stupid to have people wearing masks, and you can't see no face, and you can't see,
Yeah, you should be able to see the face, when someone's going, yeah, it feels good or whatever. You got to be able to see the face, especially in the girls. But so that was weird. But I learned how to hold my breath and basically not breathe during the sex scenes on Rex Rod, climbing Rex Rod, and also when we did Sex in Space, Blast Off for Mars or whatever it was. I forget.
No, it's called Sex in Space, Blast Off for Mars.
Yeah, that's it. Sex in the Face, Blast Off for the for Bars.
Okay, Bob Mead has been my special guest here on the Chris Norton show, here on the Phil Henry Show. I really appreciate that, Bob, for giving us... by the way, speaking of vaccinations, have you are you VAS? Are you double VAS?
Yeah, I got double vaxxed, and I also done the booster, too.
You know, the other thing I want to mention, everybody, is that a lot of the older performers, such as yourself, Bob, they get shingles because they had chickenpox. Were you as a kid, did you get the chickenpox?
No, I got chickenpox, but I didn't get smallpox.
No, you get smallpox, you're going to die. But here's the thing. You get vaccinated against the shingles if you had chickenpox. So,
yeah, that's what I heard about.
So that's something for you to keep in mind. And, you know, I wish you all the best, Bob. It's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks again for sharing your memories of the Dell film business. And, you know, and thanks for working on Norton Splode productions such as Climb a Restaurant, Up a Restaurant Mountain, and Sets in Space.
Thanks a lot, Chris. And it was fun for me to do it, and I'm glad that I don't do it anymore because the medical bills get pretty steep, you know about that?
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, Bob, thanks, and good luck.
Thanks a lot for having me on, and everybody who's seen Bob Mead movies, and everyone who has enjoyed what we call you've enjoyed the meat, or you sat down at the Bob Buffet. I'm really
So Bob Mead, who's just kind of legendary for me. That was a very exciting moment for me to interview the great Bob Mead. Okay, we'll be back. We've got to look at the mailbag and. We'll be right back. The Chris Norton Show. Special interview with Bob Mead and the mailbag coming up.
Hello, this is Margaret Gray, and a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show is exactly what you need because this coming Christmas, the Margaret Gray Songbook returns. Bud Dickman.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Margaret Gray Songbook, which features now new Margaret Gray shorthand. That's right, we apply the Doug Danger shorthand to the Margaret Gray Songbook on songs such as Jingle Bells. Jingle bell, bell, all the way. Fun, ride, sleigh. Jingle bell, oh bell, all way. Fun, ride, sleigh.
Yes, the Margaret Gray Songbook shorthand. Get it. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll tell you when it's out. Don't sweat it. We'll let you know. We'll give you the lowdown.
And this favorite, it's beginning to, like Chris, all the go. How do you like that?
The Margaret Gray Songbook in shorthand. Coming soon to philhenryshow.com. All right, welcome back here to Chris Norton Show here on the Phil Henry Show. Again, my thanks to Bob Mead. That was special to be able to talk to Bob Mead about his days in a porn on the pornographic, you know. Okay, it's time to read our mailbag, and this one comes to us from Hank, and he says, "Hey Chris, what's up? Do you ever have a difficult time sitting down? Because it's just gargantuan like mine is." Yeah, I do. Yeah, a lot of times you have to kind of do a squat first, and then you kind of drop into a seat, and you just kind of casually straighten your pant leg, you know. But you have to be aware that you're wearing not just pants, but you've got one pant, two pants. So you've got two independent pant legs that you got to manipulate, you know. Here's a letter from Rick. Says, "Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Rick. You know what it is. You ever had venereal disease? Because it seems like a seasonal occurrence for me." Yeah, I have. You know, you have to wash, you have to take a bath, and you get antibiotics to treat it. But best thing to do is take a bath. And I know a lot of guys don't like to wear a condom. But best thing to do is wear a condom. And I know it. I don't like wearing them either. So take a bath, and last resort, wear a condom. Here's one from Greg. And he says, "Hey Chris, what's going on? When you see a girl who's got just a perfect body, especially when she's got the most perfect pair you've ever seen, how do you keep from it busting right out of your slacks? Do you wear reinforced pants, or what's the story?" Yeah, I do. You can buy reinforced golf slacks, also extra reinforced shorts over at Motorman's. They sell totally, like, they've got steel mesh, so it reinforces the groinal area in case you check out, in case you see something coming down the street, you just can't even help yourself, so it just busts. But one time, mine just, like, it broke through the zipper on this pair of shorts I was wearing, and all of a sudden I'm there and it's just hanging out, and you know, I had like 5-6 women follow me to my car, and I had to tell them just get away from me, I gotta call a cop. And now here's some tips if you are in the same sort of league as I am, where women are just so attracted to you that you are always having to sleep with them just to get them to get away from you. And I'm not saying I don't, you know, I love women. But unfortunately, I can't have a girlfriend, because if I do, then she's going to get jealous of the fact that I got to sleep with a lot of women. So I've tried not to have no girlfriend, but it's getting harder, 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 because I'm trying to, you know, have a girlfriend, and I'm, you know, and also to have a wife, because it's good for business. It's good for business to have a wife and a girlfriend. Otherwise, they think you're some kind of a freak, and they think you're just, you know, you ought to be exterminated. You probably should just be exterminated. So I would like someday to have a girlfriend, but it's pretty impossible when every woman you see basically wants to mount it and just go, yeah, you know, I mean, I can't explain it. That's why I don't have roommates no more. I used to room with my manager, Lance Germain, but he'd be hearing every night and every morning and every afternoon some young lady coming from my room. He could hear her going, hey, woohoo, you know, whatever they do, however they say it. So that's my plight in life, that I gotta, you know, otherwise if I say no to them, then they try to get a gun and shoot you, or they slash your tires, or they throw acid on your car. Okay, here's another letter from us, from Steve Street Beef. This another actor that I work with. Steve had a pretty good career in adult films, but Steve Streetbeef, like a lot of actors, thought he could squat and leave one right in the middle of the, you know, of the set, in the middle of a shoot, and it would smell like lilacs and Old Spice. He thought he'd squat and leave Old Spice, and I'd tell him, man, you know, you got to play by the rules that we all do. Anyway, he writes, hey Chris, Steve Streetbeef here. You remember how I used to bring it? Well, I still can. I may give you a break and appear in one of your movies, but I have some rules that I want to lay down. First of all, no more hanky actresses who are not fully shaved, slick and sweet, and fully hygienicized. We need their eyebrows plucked and stray hairs that are getting loose from inside the panty area. Those also need to be dealt with. Sincerely, yours professionally, Steve Streetbeef. Hey, Streetbeef, I don't know if you're listening right now. Thanks for your letter, but no thanks. You're a great actor. You bring it. No doubt about that. Nobody ever said that Streetbeef didn't haul it in, you know, I mean, pull it in himself with it laying flat on a cart, and you hauled it all in yourself, man. But, I mean, when you think you can squat and go, yeah, take a whiff, Old Spice, you got it right. I got to be honest with you, man. Old Spice, more like Rhino Dump. You know, it's like, seriously, man, it was a zoo. A full-on smell, just like downtown San Diego Zoo. Okay, here's, and I do respect you, man. If you want to go out and have a drink, and we could talk about it if you want, and if, you know, we happen to be at Rusty Pelican over at Bonorama or wherever we like to drink, and something sweet comes by and we decide to go ahead and play tag team, that's cool. You know, we can do that, you know, finish up with a couple of, you know, little hors d'oeuvres like that. And as long as, you know, I mean, I'm not asking you for no VAS card, you know, but I'm fully vaccinated. But more importantly, I want to make sure you got rid of, because the last time I think you had the itch. I know you had Chinese itch. I know you had the Bulgarian twitch, okay? So, I mean, that's all I'm trying to say, man. I'm not trying to say nothing other than that. Okay, that's it for the mailbag this week, and that's also it for the Chris Norton's show here. Thanks to Bob Meat and all of your letters and, you know, questions about, you know, about SAS and the best ways to do it. and also Steve Street Beef. You know what, man? I hope you get your act together, man. It'd be cool to work with you again. But right now, man, with you dropping it and saying, yeah, I think I'll be unprofessional today, and then I'll say to you, look at me being unprofessional, just like a rhino just went ahead and left a loaf, and we're sitting there going to have to smell it. No way. No way at all. I'm Chris Dorn. Till next time. Chris Norton on The Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Chris Norton. I hope you join me again next time that I'm doing it, The Phil Hendry Show, whenever they let me do it, which probably won't be for a long time.
You got that right.
Were you here?
Yeah, the whole time. I was sitting right over there.